Yeah, we're here outside Kilmacrenan as the leading competitors complete the opening loop of day two, Paul, of the Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally. And some big headlines coming out of stage eight, the 10-kilometre race through the Lochkill stage. Again, in dry conditions, it's bumpy, it's fast. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the rally leaders, they have lost time. They had an overshoot and went down backwards through a junction in there in Lochkill. And the fastest time of the day, and the first time that he's done it this year in the rally, William Creighton and Liam Regan, the Welsh and Irish partnership and the Toyota Yaris GR Rally 2, setting the fastest time of Lochkill. It's their first fastest time on this rally, and it also moves them up a number of positions in the standings as they now go second overall. So Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions, gunning for three in a row, a time of 5:54.2 in special stage eight. As we told you, they had that overshoot and lost round about 5 seconds, and you can see that in the overall standings, because William Creighton and Liam Regan are now up to second. Their time, 5:59.4, just shy of 5 seconds quicker than Devine and O'Sullivan, but the Yaris certainly on the money. Now, Creighton's still not 100% happy with how he's performing, but it's his best time of the day. He's still trying to get that rhythm, and he's getting closer and closer, but he has now got a very, very quick time, so he's up to second, and he sits 12.9 adrift off Devine in second position. He's also moved ahead of his teammate, Marion Evans and Jared Conway, in the other Melvin Evans Motorsport prepared Toyota GR Yaris. They had a time of 5:51.2, and that means that Evans is now 1.6 off the pace of Creighton in third. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, 5:51.7 was the time for Armstrong in there in that stage, and he's dropped down now a couple of places, lost two places down to fourth, but he still sits just 0.3 of a second in the overall standings behind Evans. And if we look at it, in the positions between second and fourth, they're separated by just 1.9. And then a further 3.3 seconds back in the standings, fifth overall, Hayden Padden and David Moynihan. Now, Hayden is not happy with the Hyundai i20. He's saying that the car is probably feeling its worst at it did throughout the weekend so far. 5:54 dead was the time for Hayden Padden in there, and looking at it, what, he's some 5 seconds slower than the time of William Creighton, but he's not happy with how that Hyundai is performing. Fifth overall, and the double ERC champion is just 3.3 off the pace of Armstrong. If we look at it, the top five positions now are separated by 18.1 seconds. Outside of that, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, 5:51.4 in Lochkill. They remain sixth overall. They were the winners in 2022. 15 seconds adrift now in the overall standings on Padden. David Kelly and Arthur Cairns. David, of course, in a podium position last year. Seventh overall in that polo. 5:52.9 was the time there. A really good time by David Kelly. Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, they sit in eighth position overall. 5:56.2 was the time there for Declan Boyle. 7.3 seconds behind Kelly, and he continues to hold off his son Michael with Dermot McCafferty on board in the similar Skoda Fabia RS. Michael and Dermot are ninth, and they're now 10 adrift off a Declan, with the top 10 being wrapped up by Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly. 6:06.3 was the time there for Eaves in that run round Lochkill over the 10 kilometres. So we'll just take a quick look at some of the other drivers. Matthew Boyle, by the way, he's got a lot of damage to the front of his Fiesta, but he's still going. And he went off the roads and clipped the telegraph pole, but they are okay. The car is still going okay. It's just sort of surface damage to the car. It's going to need a new front bumper when they make their way into service. But young Matthew remains in the top 15. Also in the top 15, sitting just behind him in 14th position, is Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien T90 GTR. They continue to lead class 14. A good time of 6:11.7 for Gallagher, and there's a lot of tight stuff in there that which really doesn't suit the Darien, so it doesn't. But when the roads open up, the Darien then goes under its own. And I'm just looking to see how he's faring out in the class. We're still waiting on the time of McCormick to come through in the BMW. But what I can tell you is Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore are continuing to lead that modified section. Okay, let's take a look to see what they are. Arne McIntyre and Derry Long in the Starlet are now second in that class because it looks like McCormick has had a wee bit of trouble. So if we look at the total time, 57.18.3 for Arne. 57.16 dead actually for Arne McIntyre, and Kevin Gallagher is 56.16.5. So Gallagher now leading that class by about a minute unofficially. So Kevin Gallagher really on the money in the modified section in the two-wheel drive Darien, 14th overall, but has an advantage of around about a minute in the class. But at the head of the field, it is still about Callum Devine and Noel Sullivan. What's happening next is they're going to service in at Kiltoy there in Letterkenny, and then they come back out for the second loop of the day. The leading car is due again on High Glen round about 10 past 12 or thereabouts. They'll do Lochiel again, then it's back to service, and then coming up in the afternoon, Knockalla and Gary Gort are taking place as well. Now, just to remind people, if you are going to Knockalla and you want to go to Gary Gort, we advise you to get in there early. There is bus transfers been run by the motor club from the entrance of the stages, and they will take you in. And we've already been told that there are people going to Knockalla. Big crowds already heading to the hill and into that classic Donegal stage later this afternoon. They're getting the best vantage points possible, and ideal conditions for us. Not too warm today, there's a slight breeze, but thankfully it's not raining. Now we wait to see if rain will come later on. Different forecast providers are telling us there will be rain, and others are saying there won't be rain, but we will see what happens. What we do know is there is going to be rain tomorrow, actually, on Sunday for the final day. But as they go to service now in Letterkenny, at the head of the field, the defending champions, Noel O'Sullivan and Callum Devine, the Derry Kerry partnership and the Skoda, continue to lead this event. Their advantage has now been cut to 12.9 seconds, with William Creighton in the leading Yaris car now second overall, followed by the other Yaris of Marion Evans. John Armstrong sits in fourth. Hayden Padden is in fifth. They all together are separated by just 18.1 seconds. The race is going to continue, and we'll be back, of course, with more from this Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally after 12 o'clock, when they'll be back on the stages when they return for the second run round, High Glen.